And I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. Well, we're singing lots of hymns this morning about remembering our calling as God's people to spread his word. God, Church of God, elect and glorious. How lovely on the mountains the feet of him who brings good news. That's what our job is as Christians, to proclaim peace. We have a gospel to proclaim, we've just said. And at the end of this sermon, we'll sing our next hymn, I, the Lord of Sea and Sky, which is basically saying, here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I will go if you send me. So it's about calling, it's about going and being God's people in the world. Henrik Carina came here years ago and worked here with us as volunteers, and it's lovely to have you back with us here today, and it's lovely to see some of you who remember Henrik and Carina. Which plane did you go on? Which plane? Plane, aeroplane. Which one? Norwegian Airlines. Oh, yeah. All right, then. I had hoped you might have been on EasyJet. Because I was looking at the news this week, and EasyJet, have you seen what they've done to their baggage allowance? They've reduced their baggage allowance, haven't they? It's gone down from 63 litres to 40 litres. This will explain why I couldn't get my hand carry in the luggage compartment last time I went on an EasyJet plane. I had to travel up and down the plane when everyone else had got off, put my bags on and getting them off again. They've decided that people are bringing far too much luggage with them when they go on holiday. And so they're cutting it down just by saying you can't bring it. And I thought about that when I was listening to the reading today from Luke's Gospel, because Jesus says, when you go out as my workers, don't take lots of luggage. Jesus is saying, you know, you should be able to just walk on the plane without checking it in. Don't take lots of things with you. He says, don't take lots of purses and bags and coats and all that kind of stuff. Just take the bare essentials. This is hard for lots of you women, I know. Because I know my wife packs her bag, there's all kinds of stuff goes into it that you might never need. But what Jesus is saying is, you don't need to take lots of stuff. You don't need lots of stuff. And aren't we told, whenever we switch on our television, when we read our newspapers, whenever we go to the shops, aren't we told that we need lots of stuff? We need all kinds of things to make life bearable. And if we have all this stuff, then we'll be okay. And Jesus says, look, when you go out, you don't need all those things. You don't need to be self-sufficient, because you should be sufficient upon me. He's saying to his disciples, just look at me and focus on that, and you'll have all that you need. These are really important words for our generation, because it's been pumped into us day after day after day that we need things. We are so materialistic, we are more materialistic probably than any generation that's lived before us in our country. And because the pace of change is faster, you've no sooner got the essential thing that you need than it's got an S on the end of it and you need the next one. You're told that because that one won't do these apps, you need this one now. So you're changing, your needs are growing all of the time. And what we have done as a society is this. We've begun to work harder and harder and harder to get money so that we can buy more and more things, so that our lives have been impoverished. We are wearing ourselves out in pursuit of a happiness that is an illusion. If this rings bells, just say yes.
Yes.
Yeah. It's true. We are wearing ourselves out in pursuit of something that cannot ever satisfy. It's the paradox of hedonism. The more you pursue happiness, the less happy you are. And Jane said when she took the offering, you know, it's in giving that we receive. That's counterintuitive to what we are told today with everything that we hear and read and see. Because we're told that it's as we get that we become happy. And Jane said, no, it's as we give that we become happy. And so these early disciples are told, just go out. You don't need all this stuff. Go into the world. Spread my message of peace. It's an interesting one, isn't it? You'd think that Jesus would say, look, here's a book of all this stuff that these people need to know. All the teachings, all of the theologies, philosophies. This is all the stuff they need to know. Go and teach them all this stuff. And he doesn't. He just says, go out and share my message of peace. That's what God wants each one of us to know this morning. His message of peace. That God wants to make peace with you and with me. It's not a great big deal. It's just knowing that God loves us and cares for us. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He didn't say, if you understand this, and if you believe this, and if you can make sense of this, that you will find life. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. It's about encounter. It's about meeting with Jesus and recognizing that he loves us and cares for us. We bring little Jack to the font today. And there's nothing he can bring with him because he's only a little baby. He's only a little baby. He's done nothing great yet. He's just a little baby. He cries. It's a pain in the neck sometimes when he wakes you up in the night and he does all that kind of stuff. But, you know, in spite of all of our failings as human beings, God loves him as he is. That little tiny baby. That's why we baptize babies here. That's why we welcome all babies here, because they're God's children. Peace. To all of those who come in this building, peace. God loves you. One of the illustrations that I so liked, I saw a little while ago, was when someone took a banknote, and they said, how much is this note worth? And you look at it and you say, it's worth £20. It's worth £20. It's a proper note, £20. If I take it, I scrunch it all up. I make it really kind of, yeah. Ooh, it's all battered and creased and, ugh. How much is it worth? £20. God makes you, and you can be all shiny and new. It can be lovely and, you know, he hasn't messed up his life yet, this little baby, has he? You know, he hasn't been through broken relationships and bereavements and unemployment and dashed hopes and dreams. He hasn't been through all that. But even after a lifetime of disappointments, heartaches, even after all the bruises of life, God looks at us and he says, you are still worth exactly what I made you. You are still that valuable to me. Peace. Peace. To every one of you, God says, peace. You are my children. Immeasurable in worth. Think how much this child is loved by his parents. We are God's children. God loves us that much. In spite of how broken we might feel, how marred by life we might be, God loves us. And hear that message this morning. Peace. Amen.